Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now, let's find out what's going on. Joining us this morning are Tanya Gartland and Lonnie Bruce from the Delta Animal Shelter. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, I missed you in January.
Yes, we did.
You guys played hooky. So we're going to find out what happened in 2023 for the animal shelter. How'd it go?
It went pretty good. You know, I think our numbers are a little bit less than last year. I just think it's because we had this like a few months and it was really weird where we had like barely any adoptions. We had like a huge waiting list to get dogs in. And it just seemed like everything just kind of slowed down. So I think that's kind of why our numbers are a little smaller than usual. But I mean, there's still a lot. It's just, you know, usually we do about 1,200 and this year we did 1,140. But finally, I think we're back to normal and we have no waiting list for dogs and you actually have an open kennel, so which is actually very nice. So our intake report for 2023, this includes like owner surrenders of animals, stray animals, or else we do what we call a service in, which is when someone is like maybe they're with staying with Tri-County and they can't take their pets, fires, you know, like where they need a spot for their animals for a little while, we'll board them for them.
Those are emergency situations.
Emergency situations,
not going
yeah.
on vacation.
No. Yeah, emergency situations, we'll watch the animal for them. So for cats in 2023, we took on 627 cats. 365 of those were owner surrenders, and then 252 were strays. We did service in 9 cats, so that we watched 9 cats over the years for people. And for dogs, we had 463. 182 owner surrenders, 254 strays, and then we serviced in 16. And then also sometimes we do transfers in, which means we'll take from other shelters. We transferred in 9 dogs. We do take little animals throughout the year. So we had 1 chinchilla, 1 gerbil, we had 12 guinea pigs, 1 hedgehog, we had 31 rabbits this year, and 4 rats. So we had quite a few animals in.
Hedgehog.
We had 1 hedgehog this year, yeah.
That's an interesting one. Yeah. Did he just roll up or did he play?
No, some of them are really friendly. Yeah. I think this one was, you know.
Friendly hedgehog?
Yeah, once they get to know you, they're super fun. They're okay. Really fun pets.
So what right away jumps out at me with these numbers, I did not realize that you deal with so many animals that are surrenders.
We do, yes. It's probably like half and half. I mean, for cats, our cats are like half owner surrender, half strays.
Right.
But most of our dogs are owner surrenders. We don't get too many stray dogs that don't get reclaimed.
So why is that?
For cats, I'm not really sure why. Sometimes people, I think, you know, they have outside cats and then they come to the shelter and maybe they just don't look at the shelter or maybe they just don't want the cat anymore. I'm not really sure why we get so many stray cats that don't get reclaimed.
Yeah, I would say like probably 85% of the cats we get in as strays don't get picked up.
Yeah,
but I would say it's opposite for dogs. Pretty much 90% of the time dogs get picked up when they come in as a stray.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because their behavior can be different?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just overpopulation with cats in our area and there's cats that are maybe, you know, like Tani mentioned, outside, especially when it starts to get colder, we start to get a really big influx in cats. Maybe they've been hanging around all year and that person, you know, now that it's colder, feels more obligated to get them out of the cold. So we start to see stray influxes during that time for sure. But yeah, it's an interesting thing. Not sure why.
You've talked about animals being born at the shelter. What percentage is that? What do you consider them, a stray or do you consider them a surrender?
You know, I'm not really sure because if a pregnant cat comes in, you know, they would be considered owner or stray. You know, I don't know what the kittens show up as. I never looked.
Well, I think it's if the mom is an owner surrender, the kittens are an owner surrender.
It must be,
and if the mom is a stray, the kittens are considered a stray.
Yeah, I'll look back, but yeah, I never did look at that, how it would show up in our computer system.
All right. So a lot of surrenders, about half for cats, more for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would consider that pretty typical?
Yeah, that's pretty typical of how our, you know.
Yeah. So when you assess 2023, what was that like for the animal shelter?
It wasn't a bad year. We had those weird few months where, like, it just seemed like no one was adopting. We were so full, and then we had this huge waiting list for dogs, which we've never had before. It was a little stressful for a while because we were like, hopefully this is not the new norm. But now it seemed to be go back to normal, and we're back to where we used to be.
Which means it's time to celebrate.
Yes.
And you can do that during this month with Valentine's Day. And don't forget the pet.
You're right.
Yeah, so we're doing a Valentine's Day adoption special. So kind of our little saying for it is you can't buy love, but you can adopt it. So from February 12th through the 16th, so the week of Valentine's Day, we will be doing half off on all cat adoptions. So any cat adoption will be half off. So normally our kittens are $125, our adults are $50, and our senior cats are $25. So everyone will be half off, and that includes their spay and neuter, vaccination, deworming, flea and tick, microchipping, and then we also send with a complimentary vet exam to one of our local clinics just to help our adopters get established with a local vet and form a relationship with them. So yeah, I think pets are the best type of Valentine. So if we can help people, you know, do that week, then we're very excited to do that.
Okay. From what time to what time? It the whole month? Or?
Nope. So it's the 12th through the 16th. So it'll be a Monday through a Friday, the week of Valentine's Day. Yeah, next week. Mm-hmm. We're open Monday through Friday, 12 to 4. There's nothing you need to do beforehand to come meet our cats. You can just show up and we will kind of walk you through the rooms. Our adoption staff will, you know, introduce you to cats that they think might be a good fit for your household. And then you can take your cat home the same day. We'll just have you fill out a brief paper application. And as long as that checks out, you'll be on your way with your Valentine.
Or else you can go to our website and there's, there's all the pictures of the cats and a small description about the cats. So you can go ahead if you want to look before you get there. And that way then you kind of have a couple ideas because sometimes you walk in the room and there's all these cats. It's a little overwhelming. So maybe if you have a little bit of a list when you come in, that might help out a little bit.
And that website is?
DeltaAnimal.org.
Okay. I must have done something wrong because I just typed it and didn't come in.
So. And
where you can check them all out. Yeah, I must be typing wrong. Oh, well, I got to get my glasses on.
Yeah, we have some really great adult cats right now, so we're hoping that during this special they will find a home. So.
All right. So that is the Valentine's for cats.
Correct,
that
yes.
That you have. You can't buy love, but you can adopt one.
Correct.
Absolutely. Then you have the Happy Tales story time that's coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, so we did bring Happy Tales story time back. We did have this program before COVID, and then, of course, it shut down, and so now we're bringing it back. So it's always the first Saturday of the month, so we just had it on last Saturday. But the next one will be March the 3rd.
Second.
So March 2nd. It's from 10:30 to about 11:15-ish. It's for kids aged 3 to 6, but okay, so the kids a little bit younger, a little bit older. We don't ID at the door, so they can come on in.
Don't ID at the door.
Yeah, so this time we had about 9 kids show up, which was only our second time.
Mm-hmm.
We did a kind of like a Valentine's themed story time. So we read a couple books about Valentine's Day and animals. We did a fun Valentine's Day craft, and then we got to hang out with some animals. This is a great program. For us, we like to have kids come into the shelter, kind of see what's going on at the shelter, showing that it's not scary. It's not like what you see on TV. It's a warm, a good place for animals, teaching them that this is where you should go to if you want a pet to adopt. So it's a great program. Plus, it gets people in that maybe can't adopt right now or don't know anything about the shelter to kind of see what we have going on.
I'm assuming they're pet books.
They are pet books,
books,
yes.
Books about pets.
Yes, we did read one actually about a hedgehog. It was called Hedgehogs.
Did you really?
Yeah, so it was about
I was making fun of the hedgehog.
Right. About two hedgehogs that are trying to find a way to hug because they're so spiky. So it was kind of cute. Yeah.
All right, so that's the first Saturday of every month.
Yep, and there's no charge. We just ask for a donation, but that's fine if you don't bring one and you don't have to call or sign up or anything. Just show up.
Well, Lonnie, I pulled up the cats finally, and you tend to pick cats by how they look, don't you?
You can. That's why we encourage coming in, too, because we have a lot of people that come in wanting a certain cat, and they leave with something totally different. So you never know, but the picture is the first start, definitely, that'll draw you in.
So Tipper draws me in. It's kind of a black cat with gold markings.
Yeah, Tipper's, she's a special girl. She's been with us for a while. She's about 16 going on 17. She's an old lady. Her owner passed away, and she came to the show shelter. She's kind of your typical cat. She has kind of a spicy side, and then, you know, she can be sweet when she feels like it, but that's totally on her terms.
A tortitude.
Tortitude,
because sometimes torties can have a little bit of they're a little spicy sometimes.
And my gosh, look at the ears on Greta.
Greta. I'm shocked that Greta's still with us, like, she's such a gorgeous cat. She's one that came in as a stray. Nobody ever claimed her. And she's just waiting. Yep. She's super sweet.
Another one, Barbie. She came in. Did she already have babies?
She was pregnant.
She was pregnant, had babies. Very sweet girl. I'm surprised that she's still there.
Frost looks like the cat I had growing up.
Yeah.
That looks like Socks.
He's a sweet, sweet cat. He loves belly rubs, which some cats aren't a big fan of, but he rolls right over and shows you his belly and just begs for you to give him some pats.
And that's Frost there, yeah. So lots of cats here to look at. Mm-hmm. You got, of course, a lot of them that look the same. What kind of cat are these when you see them?
That'd be like a brown tabby.
Okay.
And two, you know, we have a couple different bonded pairs right now. So even better for Valentine's Day, you can adopt, you know, two cats instead of one. So a bonded pair is kind of a duo that does best with each other. It feels most safe and comfortable and is just really attached. So we would adopt them out together. So right now we have two bonded pairs. We have Noelle and Miracle. So they were actually left outside of our shelter in like a box. It was really cold.
Really?
Yeah, they got out of the box and we spent a couple days trying to catch them. We had to use live traps and we weren't really sure if we were going to, you know, get them or not, but we did. And they're super sweet. We think they're mom and daughter. So
what a terrible thing to do. Why can't they come during normal business hours?
I think, you know, some people don't really understand the process. And, you know, I think it's unfortunate. We're just really glad that we were able to catch them. And hopefully it's a learning, you know, it's a learning for people in the future that all you have to do is call us. There's no charge to surrender your pets and there's no judgment. We're just there to help. So, you know, just call us and we'll talk it through with you and we'll help you do whatever you need to do.
Samantha looked like she had a bad hair day.
She has lots of those.
But she's cute.
She is. Yeah. She's another old lady. We've got several old ladies waiting right now. She's another one that's about 16 going on 17, and she's been with us a while, but that's my favorite are the old ones, because what you see is what you get, and they're just so grateful to you for giving them a home at such an old age.
Well, thank you very much for coming in here today. Good to hear about the numbers. Valentine's special that'll happen next week for cats, and then the Happy Tales story time at the first Saturday of each month. Tanya Gartland and Lonnie Bruce are with the Delta Animal Shelter. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having
us here this morning. Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.